Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday with me, Richard Jones. And first off, when the UK government announced they were to curb the spread of TB in cattle in England and Wales by culling badgers, it was bound to be controversial. And it certainly is already, with some big guns lined up on both sides. The facts not in dispute are that 25,000 cattle were slaughtered south of the border last year as a result of TB infections, and it's cost the taxpayer £500 million to control it over the past 10 years, with that cost rising steadily to an estimated £1,000 million or £1 billion over the next 10 years, unless some form of control is found. The latest celebrity to join in the argument is legendary Queen guitarist Brian May, who claims that vaccination of both badgers and cattle would be a better method of solving the problem, rather than culling the badgers. Farmers' leaders, however, dispute that and say there are all sorts of problems that could arise from vaccinating cattle. But no doubt the arguments will get more heated before anything really happens later this year. But for now, we've got a celebrity on the programme. It's former celebrity MasterChef winner Nadia Sweller, who was with us last week encouraging us to eat our way out of the winter blues. And today she's extolling the virtues of pork.
Pork is a wonderfully lean meat. Not only is it delicious, but it has all these wonderful amino acids that we need to keep our mood up.
So what might you do with pork to make it more exciting in January?
I really love to marinade meat. If you've only got 5 or 10 minutes, it will make a difference to the taste and the texture of the meat. Say something like an orange or lemon zest with maybe a squeeze of either, whichever you prefer, and some rosemary. Sage, of course, we know goes brilliantly with pork, and it's actually also a mood enhancer. Leave that 5 or 10 minutes and then grill it. The thing is, buy good pork. And what I do with my, to get really good crackling, I leave it open in the fridge overnight so it's really dry, the skin, and then I use like a Stanley knife so I get really nice thin scoring. Yeah. And then lots of salt. If you go to putporkonyourfork.co.uk, there's lots of ideas and tips on how to improve your mood and how to feed, really nourish your body really well, and there's some yummy recipes from me.
And of course that pork should be British pork, shouldn't it?
It should. The finest in the world.
So there you go. That website is putporkonyourfork.co.uk. Why not have a look at Nadia's recipes right there? But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow at 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.